After 17 wickets fell on day one of the first test, only three fell on day two, and all three were of the remaining Australian batters. Bumrah did Bumrah things, Hazelwood was a machine, and Indian openers remain unbeaten at the crease at the end of day two. We even saw Marnus bowl some bouncers today. So I've got an Australian fan with me, Shahbel, as usual, and my co-host, who I'm pretty sure has some really, really strong thoughts after a difficult day to watch of this test match. So please take it away, Shahbel.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry. You summed it up there perfectly. Speaking of summing it up, one thing I was thinking about today is I think this test match perfectly sums up the last 10 years of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, how it's gone. When India have their backs against the wall, which they did yesterday, they'll come out swinging, they'll come out fighting, and they'll often come out on top. They believe they can turn it around. When Australia have their backs against the wall, we don't have the belief or the ability to turn it around. And I'll touch on that in a sec. Because India yesterday, you're out for 150 after winning the toss and batting first in the first test of the series. It'd be very easy in that situation to feel sorry for yourself. To maybe come out with not the same belief that you maybe would have had if you had bowled first at the start of the day. You're out for 150, you haven't started well. But it was the opposite. They came out believing that they could actually take a lead and blow Australia away. The intensity yesterday from the Indians was absolutely incredible. With Bumrah and Kohli and the Indians around the Aussies, they gave us nothing. That's exactly what we needed today. We needed to be like that with a new ball. We had to be all in that new ball period. As we've seen so far in this test match, it's a new ball pitch.
Yep.
Because Mitch Stark and Josh Hazlewood batted over 100 balls in that last wicket partnership with the ball a little bit older. You know, right? The older ball, not doing as much. So that new ball is critical. We had to go all in that period. And I thought the bowling, Josh Hazlewood was good. But I thought
he was a machine. I mean, that guy is relentless.
With a new ball, it was excellent. And then in the final session, amazing. But I thought Cummins and Stark not at their best. And the overall intensity from the Aussies in that new ball period was not great. And that's pretty much, the summary of the last 10 years of this sort of series is that when Australia have got in a good position, we don't capitalize as happened yesterday.
I mean, that's really...
And then today, we've got our backs against the wall. We have to step up. And I didn't see the belief or the intensity there today with that new ball. And then you have the 22-year-old Jaiswal telling Stark he's not fast enough.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was brilliant.
They couldn't get any worse. There it
that
is,
was
you know.
Brilliant. And Stark couldn't do anything. Stark was just laughing. Like, he couldn't do much. He was bowling...
We're not in a position to do anything, you know.
He was bowling 140
had to
plus.
Show that fight and that intent and that all-in attitude at the start. And then Jaiswal and K. Rahul from there were incredible.
That's
Brilliant
something I
partnership.
really want to ask you as an Australian fan and as someone who grew up watching Australia, and we were given examples of the way Australians play cricket and, you know, learn from them, and, you know, in late 90s, early 2000s. And like you particularly said, when Australia in this test match or in the last 10 years have their, you know, backs against the wall, they haven't had those performances who, you know, who someone who will step up and say, you know, put their hands up and say, I'll do it for the team, which is really striking to me, because that's all I could see growing up in the 90s, 2000s. Anyone, you know, you get Hayden and Langer out, you got Ponting, you get Ponting out, you got Martin, you get Martin out, you got Gilchrist and, you know, Simons and
yep.
Gillespie has 200 as well. So it's what was the body language of the Australians today? Where do you think they lacked? And could they have done something different? And sorry, last question. Pat Cummins and Rohit Sharma, similar captains when things don't go their way?
Well, the body language I thought was quite poor at the start. As I said, I thought I expected Australia to really come out all guns blazing, throw everything at India. I thought it was a bit defeatist in a way. It's like, shh, we're out for 104. We didn't bat well. We're not up and about here. We don't really, you know, the Indian openers, they probably didn't hear a pin drop on the field. You could hear a pin drop on the field. You couldn't hear anything from the fielders, from anyone really. So, and you sort of compare that with last night and what India did. So that was disappointing. I expected more intent with the new ball. And so what was your other question? Oh, Cummins, captaincy.
Yeah, Cummins and Sharma. They look pretty similar to me when things don't go
yeah,
their way.
Yeah, I thought he kept plugging away with the slips and the gully. And Australia bowled pretty well in that final session, but maybe a lack of plan B was probably the issue. And that's probably an issue with Cummins, I'd say, in the captaincy. If things are going a bit different, what's your plan B? Then we saw, you know, when he was under pressure in last year's Ashes, sort of went very defensive there and waited for mistakes. How are you going to be proactive and take wickets when things don't go your way? I think you still probably got to improve in that area. But yeah, once you don't take a wicket with that new ball, it's very, very difficult. And then Khawaja drops a catch and we miss a run out opportunity the next ball. That was killer as well. You've got to take your chances in that
Well, Nathan
situation.
Lyon,
So
at least this time Nathan Lyon caught the ball, a subtle reference to the Ashes
you
2019.
you are terrible.
Well,
You are terrible. You are a bad man.
he at least caught the ball this time, but yeah. Look, I think
pathetic.
like you said,
Anyway.
Australian bowlers, as far as I can remember, this set of bowlers, or even when Tim Payne was captain, or even you know, previous management, they don't seem to have a plan B. They always just go with the vibes and go with the flows, thinking, oh, the batters will make a mistake, and that has worked out for them on some pitches, but it might not always work out as we have seen today.
They
You know?
plugged away well in the last session, to be fair. I thought we bowled well
Yes.
in the last session, but yeah, on this
But
surface, you've got to
they
strike with a
did
new
bowl
ball.
well. I thought they were they it was like 27 runs of 17 overs at the start of the session, and then a flurry
Yes.
of boundaries in the last few overs as well, with boundaries to point and six over long on.
Great batting.
all credit to the batters, all credit to Jaiswal and KL Rahul today. I mean, the way KL has batted in this test, I mean, he deserves all the credit. He deserves all the love that he's getting. And Jaiswal, oh, I mean, what a cricketer. I mean, he is, as I tweeted, he is no doubt one of the toughest, mentally toughest cricketer in today's cricket. The hardships that he has already gone in his life
Yeah,
has
his
made him
story is amazing.
has made him a tough person, has made him a tough cricketer, and he's just immune to the ups and downs of test cricket, and he's going to fail plenty of times. I'm not saying he's some, you know, reincarnation of
Yeah.
Don Bradman or Sachin, but he's going to
Yeah.
fail plenty of times. He's going to fail a lot, and he's
Yep.
one of those cricketers who has the ability to come back strong after a failure, and he's shown that today.
Yep. So placing Australia in Perth is just like child's play for him, given what he's been through in his life. And we've spoken during the year that he's the potential great all-round or all-format player for India. You know, he's got that ability to be patient, but at the same time, he's hit the most sixes in a calendar year. So he's
Yes.
got those aspects to his game where he's got that balance where he plays very well in white ball cricket and can dominate in Test cricket, and then also really be patient and knuckle down in the longest format of the game. When you have that ability, very good. And I'm happy for KL Rahul. Not happy it's come against us, but he cops a lot on
Yeah,
social
he does.
media and
He
he cops
does.
a lot in the media. He cops a lot because he was looking a bit of a forlorn figure after that India A Australia A game. He didn't look himself. He didn't look himself, I thought, in the Bangladesh series at home when India were playing there. He looked all over the place mentally. But in this game, one of his best performances, he has batted incredibly well. Just an absolute masterclass in dealing with the moving ball and dealing with the new ball and getting through that period. Yeah, he's been terrific in this game. And it's just more confusion to me why he averages 33 in Test cricket before this game. 53 matches, averaged 33 with that ability.
The
It's
most
a real weird one with KL
the
Rahul.
beautiful thing about India's batting today is they've got boundary every now and then. They've got a boundary with a really good shot. It's not like an edged boundary through the slip. They've got a like that six of the legs of Mitch Stark and boundaries through point, and that beautiful, beautiful KL Rahul straight drive, on drive. You know, and they've got the boundaries, but the most beautiful thing is they are not carried away by those boundaries. They took every
That was
ball.
very good today.
Yeah, they took every ball as an individual event. They took every ball to its merit and played every ball to its merit. So they haven't, you know, they just because they're getting bound, they got a boundary, they haven't tried to cultivate a shot out of nowhere. They watched the ball till the end, you know, left the ball beautifully outside the off, and To be fair, they got beaten a few times as well. Like I said, Hazelwood at an economy of 0.9. I mean, bowled
It was
beautifully.
fantastic. Hazelwood was outstanding.
And that's what
Yeah.
Test cricket is, isn't it? That you get one chance, which was dropped by Khawaja out of, 57 overs. I mean, it was pretty chanceless batting, except that one shot, one drop catch that I remember.
Yep. And they played the long game,
Yep.
Jaiswal and Rahul. And you're going to get beaten in Test cricket, but the skill is forgetting about it and then focusing on the next ball. I think players today can panic and think about what's happened previously, and then it affects the next ball. But we're all taught as kids, when I was playing, when you were playing, that the only thing that matters is the next ball that's coming at you. So
Yes,
they played
absolutely.
beautifully, these two. And another thing about India in the Border Gavaskar Trophy is when they get on top, they don't let Australia back in. And this has been an example of that today. We let India back in the game many times. We let India back in the series all the time when it comes to the last decade. But India, when they're on top, they drive the advantage home, and they've done it today. Three
And
wickets fell, and it was all us.
I was talking with my friends, and I was chatting, and we were chatting about it as well. I was saying anything between 150 and 175 should be, hopefully they get something between 150 and 175, and that was the team score, not the lead. So that means the lead would be 200, but they've got 172 for no loss. This wasn't even a distant dream for me, to be honest. The way Indian batting has gone in the last few months, this wasn't even a distant dream. And to be honest, fair play to both the batters today, and hopefully they capitalize tomorrow, go big, put that final nail in the coffin, get the lead about 300, 350, and then it's India's game.
So I was talking yesterday, like, if it's a good pitch, even 300 might be too much for us, given the way we're struggling at the moment with the bat, all the
Sorry, we
frailties.
saw a few glimpses of the cracks opening up with ball staying a bit low, moving
There was a
laterally.
few opening. And tomorrow's going to be, I think, the hottest day so far in the test match. So more sun baking on the pitch and more batting for India. If I'm India, I'm just looking to bat as long as possible, grind Australia into the dirt. Get 350, 400 plus, go plus, and then,
Absolutely.
we're not getting that. We're not getting
Absolutely.
that. So, it's very disappointing
As an
from an Aussie
Australian,
perspective.
what are you hoping for tomorrow? What's the best case scenario for Australia? Where
Yeah,
do you think, what's an achievable target?
the best case scenario will be, so there's 23 overs to that new ball. We pick up a few wickets with the old ball, and then we run through India with that second new ball. That's the best case scenario, and give us a target. Well, you're going to get an almighty collapse, but under 350 would be a great, situation to be in from where we are now. If we keep the lead under 350, it'd be an awesome result. I take that,
But
but they're 218 for no loss.
sorry, here's a different question. If you were to win, what is the target you hope they'll achieve?
If we
What's
are to
an
win, I don't think
gettable target, basically? What's a
we
gettable
won't chase
target?
anything above 300. So the only hope is you get under, you leave them under 300. That was me at the start of
I
uni.
like how your answers are diplomatic.
Anything above 250, 300, I thought even at the start, we're in trouble the way we're batting. And Bumrah, I mean, we haven't even spoken about him today. We spoke a lot about
Oh.
him yesterday, but first ball he bowls today, gets the big wicket of Alex Carey. Just relentless, too good.
I
And
mean, credit has to be given to Mitch Stark as well. He batted really well. He batted out of
Mitch
his
Stark did
depth,
bat
and
very well, showed a lot of fight.
he brought that lead under 50, and that was frustrating to watch from an Indian perspective
Funnily
as
enough,
well.
that worried me a little bit though as well, because the ball was doing a lot less at the in that period. Although
Yeah.
Stark did bat very well and Bumrah was still bowling some Jaffers, the ball was doing less, and I thought, crap, we
Yes.
need to take wickets with this new ball, and we didn't. So this is what's happened. It's one thing, losing wickets yesterday to, one of the all-time greats in Bumrah. Like, we've had the privilege of watching cricket for well over 20 years now. I put Bumrah right up there in the bowlers I've seen.
Oh,
So,
I mean,
like right up there. I'm not, and this is not an exaggeration.
147 years of cricketing history, the guy average is second on the list.
It's
Of
second on
bowlers
the
ever
list for
of
bowlers
150
above
wickets.
150 wickets. For
Oh.
bowlers above 150 wickets, he's second on the list. This and he's just unbelievable because he's at you all the time. He can blast the opposition out no matter where they're playing. And when you're up against that, okay, you're going to have some bad moments. But it's the way you respond. And I thought today Australia didn't really respond that well. We didn't fight fire with fire as such. And I thought it was a bit of a defeatist attitude, and we sort of let things drift a little bit. And then we tried to recover things in the final session, but it just got a bit too difficult, a bit too flat.
Yep. Well, you
The
still got
batting's done,
Rishabh
I thought.
Pant and Washington Sundar to come as well. So,
That's good. Thanks for the reminder. Bloody
Let's.
hell. Rishabh
And
Pant
if
hasn't even batted.
I just hope Virat Kohli gets in it too as well. So, yeah, let's. One can hope. One person can hope.
Listen, I think, look, this is a long series, right? And from here on in, you don't want to get belted from an Australian perspective. You want to go into that second game, even if you do end up losing, with say, okay, we fought back really well in that test match, batted well in the last innings, we stuffed up in certain areas, but there's still four games to go. That's got to be the attitude from here, that we've got to try fight back and give it our best and start tomorrow fast,
And
faster than today, that's for sure.
from an Indian perspective, I think nothing changes for the batters. I think they just have to keep applying themselves like they did
It's
today.
day three tomorrow.
Yeah,
You're not even halfway through the test.
exactly. Just keep batting according to the merit, and I think the runs will flow at a slow pace, but I think they'll flow.
Well, look, when Rishabh Pant comes in, it won't be a slow pace, and Australia's bowlers will be tired, ground down into the dirt. The morale of the bowlers will be even lower. So you got Rishabh Pant coming in against that. It's going to be a big problem.
Let's not forget Jaiswal as well. Once he reaches three figures, he can really take on the bowlers
And then
with,
that's the
especially
guys
with the
coming in
old
now, and
ball.
there's and you know Virat Kohli can find some form, with Australia on the mat. Paddy Carr can get some runs, but then what India have got now with Rohit Sharma coming in is what I spoke about in the preview. What happens if Rahul has a big game, which he has done? What do you do now?
The best option,
So.
I mean, the best option would be to have Rohit Sharma bat at number three, possibly, and then Gill goes at number five. But that all depends on where they want Rishabh Pant to bat as well.
Well, it's
Because.
interesting because you told me before the series, Gill has to bat three because he's your long-term three. So you've
Exactly. I
changed that
did.
now?
I did. But the other option is Rohit Sharma has to bat six. I don't mind that, but from where I'm sitting at the moment, KL Rahul and Jaiswal can't
That's
make it
not the
that.
worst. I think Rohit should bat at six, personally. I wouldn't break this opening partnership. And Rahul has shown he's got the game to handle these conditions.
Yep, and it all depends whether Gill is fit for the second test match as well, with the fractured finger. And yeah, it's going to be really interesting when Rohit Sharma comes back and Gill is not fit, or even, Gill is not fit, then who India leave out? Because remember, Shami might come back as well for the Adelaide test match. So one of the fast bowlers
Beautiful.
can
Nice.
sit out
Shammy
as
as
well.
well.
So
That's great. Shammy with the pink ball. You beauty. We're cooking here. This is great. So, well, what is it?
it'll be
We've
fun.
got since 2014-15, if you include the last two tests of that series, Australia have won two of the last 10 test matches at home to India. Two of the last 10. Before this one. So it's looking like it'll be 2 out of 11. And overall, it's four from the past 18 when you include the Indian series as well. Over there. So happy days.
Never thought I'll see this as a 10-year-old. Never thought I'll see this. I mean, this is good cricket from India. This is
Yeah, man, all good.
heartwarming for me as a that
Yeah.
little kid in me is satisfied at the moment, is content at the moment. And look,
And it just
I'll
happened
be
to
honest,
be,
I'm a
yeah,
realist.
it just
I
happened to be
anything
that
can
an
go wrong.
Australia fan and an India fan did a podcast, and this happens as well.
And look, anything can go wrong for the rest of the series, but let's just enjoy this moment at the moment, because I know you will have your day in the sun as well pretty soon. So let's see what happens.
We'll see. Thanks, Nash. Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone. You can follow us on Acrickblog Pod on Instagram and X, and Acrickblog TV for all of the videos from our dailies, our podcasts, and everything else. Thanks, Nash.
Thank
Thanks,
you. Good
everyone.
night. See
India
you
looking
tomorrow.
good.